Care in nature. Many families do not know, but the law now allows for a family member to be a paid home care worker. With training through Moravia Health, caring for your loved one directly just became easier. Moravia Health is dedicated to delivering quality care to patients in the comfort of their home. For more information about Moravia Health, call 215-717-8650. That's 215-717-8650. Or visit MoraviaHealth.com, because there's no place like home.
Owners.
Word has a special offer for you. Grow your business while supporting independent Black Talk Media. In celebration of Women's History Month, Word has an exclusive Forward Business membership offer just for you. Join or renew your Forward Business membership now through the end of March, and you will receive an exclusive bonus to market your business on the Word Media platforms. Sign up or renew today. Call 215-425-7875.
We are Progressive and Proud and Interactive. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at OnWord. This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD Philadelphia. Streaming live at wordradio.com. The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station.
So Hey, welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM here in the great city of Philadelphia. What a great day. I feel spring coming on. Yes, I feel spring coming on. I need to be honest with you guys. I'm kind of, my energy level was somewhat depleted today. I didn't sleep too good last night. So y'all know how busy I am in the belly of the beast down there in Kensington fighting the opiate epidemic and everything else that I'm fighting. A few announcements before we get started. Recovery Idol 2019. Guess what? We have about 25 contestants battling for the champion for Recovery Idol. And this year, we're giving away not only a trophy, but a cash prize. Some of the artists will be accompanied by some world-class musicians. I'm excited about that. Look forward to that. I'm going to give you the lineup in a minute. Each round of the competition and all the competition is free and open to the public, John. So we're going to start out. Hold on, I'll take a minute. Yes! I had to go get my cheat sheet. All right? So the first round of the competition will start Friday, April the 19th. We're going to be down here in South Philly at Yaser Banquet Hall. Then we're going to come straight from South Philly to North Philly Friday night, May the 17th, at One Day at a Time, right there, 25th and Lehigh Recovery Boulevard. And then in June, Saturday, June the 15th, we're going to take the show right in the belly of the beast, down there in Frankfurt, where this opiate thing is at its highest. We'll be there at St. Mark's Church on 442 Frankfurt Avenue. That's on a Saturday, June 15th from 5 to 7. Then we're going to swing back to Roxborough. We're going to go down to, this is interesting, John. Venice Island, what a wonderful venue. Overseas. The Schuylkill River is a wonderful venue. It seats about 250 people. If you have not been to Venice Island, you don't know what you're missing. It is one of the hidden secrets there on Main Street in Roxborough. Then we're going to take it straight to the Dell East. The finals will take place at the good God Almighty at the Dell East. And not only will we do the finals there, the fashion show, we'll have some wonderful awards that we're going to be giving out. And again, all these events are free and open to the public, really showcasing the talent of people in recovery through arts, entertainment, and fashion. So you guys know I love this here because we're at a time now where folks that are in recovery need to be able to showcase their talent. They're very talented people, and I'm looking forward to that. And then the winner of Recovery Idol will go perform at Penn's Landing in September at the Recovery Walk in front of 25,000 people. So, and guess what? All these events are free and open to the public. So I'm looking forward to that. We're going to open up the phone lines before we get started at 215-634-8065. Toll free 1-866-361-0900. You can hit us up on wordradio.com. Oh, guess what? You can even download the free WRD app in your Android or iPhone, right? So you can't miss this life-saving show. We do this show every Saturday between hours and 6 and 7, bringing hope and healing over the airways. The show is about addiction treatment with a major focus on recovery. And tonight's show has got my good friend John White here, who is the executive director and CEO of the consortium. Right? Did I say that correct?
You said it right.
Welcome to the show, John.
Glad to be back.
I'm glad you're here. For those that are viewing and listening, man, we are so honored. And, you know, it's wonderful when I think about the locality of where your program is. What's the address of where you guys are out there in West Philly?
Well, we've got several locations, but our addictions programs are run at 451 University Avenue. Mm-hmm. That's directly across the street from the Veterans Hospital.
From the VA.
Yeah. We've been there since 1973.
Wow.
Originally was at the old Philadelphia General Hospital. Now, I don't know if your listening audience is old enough to remember PGH.
Yes, I do.
But that's where the consortium started. It was the first methadone program in the state of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And we have operated continuously since 1973. And we serve about almost 400 people a week.
Yeah.
In the service there, and we do the drug free, which is all of our outpatient programs for other addictions other than those who are on the methadone program.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been some volume. You guys been here out there in West Philly.
Yes.
And
the same location.
The same location since
1973.
Since 1973.
Yes, sir.
Man, that deserves a hand, man, because, you know, when you think of all these other programs that are up and coming, you guys been holding it down right there on University Avenue.
There's the agency, its mission, the whole purpose of the formation of the consortium is a remarkable story. And the joy that I have and get from it is that it's been true to its mission.
Yeah.
For all those years, the consortium, I think they may have been closed 2 days.
Wow.
Someone told me that, you know. But this is 7 days a week that we're open. And we don't turn anyone away. Whether you have insurance or not, we will work with you to try to get that insurance. If you don't have insurance, we'll provide the service for you. We ask folks, be honest. If you can afford to pay something, pay something.
Yeah.
We'll work with you around that. But what you won't hear is that we're not going to serve you because you don't have insurance coverage. And the game has changed. Reg, and I apologize for using the word game, but sometimes that's what it feels like. It's no longer just about methadone. The one thing that the opioid crisis has done is heightened public awareness mm-hmm. of addictions in general. The focus is on opioids, but at some point you talk about treatment. And for the longest, methadone was the only treatment that was available.
Yes.
You know, and but that's now changed.
You have yeah.
Suboxone and Vivitrol that's available. And we provide all of that. You know, so our medically assisted treatment program has a full menu.
Yeah.
Not only that, we have an employment program for people with addictions.
Yeah.
Called Greenhouse, where we work with employers, companies in the area to see if there's opportunities for people who have addiction to find their way back to work. There is nothing more important in the recovery journey than a job.
Yeah. You're right, John.
Nothing.
Yeah.
If you want to see someone watch someone regain their self-worth, if you want to watch someone improve in the way that their self-image, get them a job.
Yeah.
The sense of value is important in that recovery because so often, folks, when we're walking that walk, why are we here? We feel useless. We don't feel like we're making a contribution. We're fighting with our families. Our families don't understand.
Yeah.
But the moment you get that job and that responsibility that associates with it,
yeah.
your journey in that recovery march, I think, takes on a different perspective.
You know, I'm glad you said that. I think when you look at not only wanting to get clean, but wanting to become, as we say, a productive member of society.
Yeah.
That means so much.
It does.
Give them a job, and that's all they need is an opportunity.
Work brings about dignity. And more effort needs to be made, I think, in informing employers or potential employers.
Now, you mentioned the
greenhouse.
It's greenhouse.
Called
greenhouse. I like
right.
that.
Yeah, it's called greenhouse.
I'm coming over there to the greenhouse.
Come on up, man. Come on up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just got a grant from y'all. From the Office of Addiction Services.
Yeah.
A small grant. We're up a computer lab. So that we can introduce, you know, computers to our clientele, so they can do job searches over the internet.
Yeah.
You know, they can get, you know, develop computer skills, and it's going to be open to all of our folks in our addictions program.
Wow. So, you know, for you folks that are viewing and listening, sitting here with John White, the CEO, and I'm going to say CEO. I'm going to say
President and CEO.
President and CEO.
Come on,
CEO.
Now, get it right. Okay.
Yeah, come on, let's get it right with the titles. And that's great. And again, you guys been right there at Consortium, have been here out there in University Avenue with a plethora of services.
Yes. Listen, these are very challenging times. And hats off, first of all, to the Consortium family. If any who are listening, we appreciate the work that you do. You know, as a counselor, as a therapist, you don't always see firsthand the contribution that you're making to improving someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes the level of frustration that you encounter with hearing the same traumatic stories over and over again,
yeah.
it requires, it demands a special person to continue to feel the empathy and be committed to working with someone to try to improve their life. I don't know of a better group of people than the folks that are at the consortium making that commitment.
Yeah.
Stefan Zonia, who is the head of the program, and James Corley and Daryl Flynn and the other supervisors that are there on a daily basis are trying to support the counselors in their work in trying to lift the burdens of others. And the other thing is that you can't ignore the mental health component, because a lot of the folks who are in addictions also have a mental health issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
They call it co-occurring.
Co-occurring.
In the science of it all.
Yeah.
And we have a specialty in that. We have a doctor, psychiatrist, who his specialty is working with the co-occurring.
That's great.
He's made a tremendous difference, you know, in bringing psychiatry to the whole treatment modality, the jobs thing that we do. We have an on-site daycare. You know, where if you're coming for treatment, if you're bringing your children, we got a place, a nursery that you can drop your child off.
No excuses.
Supervised. There's no excuse.
No excuses.
We got you. We got you, and we want you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because for those that are viewing and listening, Consortium will be here every third Saturday of every month for the next 6 months. So we're going to be bringing
only on. For 6 months? I thought what are you doing?
We can keep going.
All right.
It's really about bringing on different dynamics. Dynamics of what people do over the expertise,
yes.
And some of the recipients who are benefiting from the services. This is always about definitely bringing hope and healing.
We every month we have a senior staff meeting, and we have something called the mission moment. It's when a client, a participant, an individual, or family comes in and tells the senior staff about the consortium experience.
Wow!
What was that experience like? What did you like about it? What can we do? What can we do? What can we improve on?
Yeah.
What was it that you wanted that we didn't provide? And it's an opportunity for us to hear directly from the people that we're serving about ways in which we can improve, our delivery of services.
Yeah.
And it's a remarkable thing. And like I said, the people, the counselors, the therapists, all of the folks that are dedicated to, you know, really helping to improve the quality of life of an individual, is just remarkable to see. And I'm glad
and you know,
proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, man. And I'm looking forward to, as we move on, just bringing on a different level of treatment and services for folks.
Well, you know, that's the other thing. I'm not in the clique, as you know, okay? Right,
so neither am I.
Right.
We solo players.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case. You know, we got a lot of support out there, but we're not within the politically preferred, let me put it that way.
Yes.
But the whole point is, what are you doing in service to that community?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you, it's not about just the money. If that were the case, the consortium would have been out of business long ago, because it has been a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, but it is about the commitment to serve our community. And for the longest, I would look and I would say, wait a minute, is this the only thing that's available?
Mm.
There's got to be more to this than just methadone. There's got to be other treatment modalities that can be made available, you know, to better serve our folks. So we've got certification in cognitive behavioral therapy. We're certified for prolonged exposure to trauma.
Yeah.
You know, all those certifications now, we went out and achieved them.
Yeah.
Our staff got certified, increased, you know, their credentials, so that we have greater confidence that the service that we're providing is a quality service, and that people are getting the most up-to-date treatment approaches that are available. And I am so proud to be able to bring that and to maintain that to the West Philly community where I grew up, man.
Yeah,
from West Philly.
That's right.
You know, it's class of 66 from West Philly, you know.
Oh, wow.
And so to come to be there and to provide, you know, that kind of assistance, it's just, it's important, but it's also very satisfying.
Needed. Yeah. See, I can feel your passion. You're like me. We get emotional about this in terms of helping folks. I'm sitting here with John White, the founder, CEO, executive director of the consortium. Phone lines are open at 215-634. 215-648-0065. Toll free 1-866-361-0900. Any questions, concerns, or comments, now is the time to give us a call. If you live in West Philly, North Philly, anywhere, South Philly, wherever you live at, hope and healing is available to you. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
we rolling.
So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch. And just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the
After 7 and Drew Hill live. Up close and personal concert, Mother's Day weekend at the Tropicana Showroom in Atlantic City, Sunday, May 12th at 6 p.m.
So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch, and just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The Consortium, 267-233-5163. So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of
After 7 and Drew Hill live. Up close and personal concert, Mother's Day weekend at the Tropicana Showroom in Atlantic City, Sunday, May 12th at 6 p.m. After 7. Doing all of their hits. Performing their hits. Tickets available at the IMAX Theater inside of the Tropicana, Ticketmaster.com, Philadelphia Hair Company, and OP Productions in Delaware. For more information about discounted hotel rooms and all other Mother's Day weekend events, log on to ppshows.com. Drew Hill. And After 7. Sponsored by Always Best Care of Philadelphia, Walmart, and Kelsey's Restaurant.
They're back to Rocket Mother's Day Weekend. Friday, May 10th, in Caesar's Circus Maximus Theater, it's the Whispers. It's the Say Yes Tour, featuring the Whispers. The Whispers, with special guests, The Force MDs. The Whispers and The Force MDs live in concert. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the Philadelphia Hair Company, and OP Productions in Delaware. The stage is set for 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th at Caesar's Circus Maximus Theater. It's the Say Yes Tour, featuring The Whispers, with special guests, The Force MDs, sponsored by Always Best Care of Philadelphia, Walmart, and Kelsey Restaurant.
It's not just funny, it's the So Damn Funny Comedy Festival!
April 27th, 8 p.m. at the Lear Chorus Center.
Featuring comedian Michael Blackson.
Blink, blink, my son.
Also live, Earthquake.
Baby, make a love to me like a heavyweight championship fight. Oh, it's scheduled for 12 rounds. But it's going to end early.
Mark Curry.
From Fox TV's The Real.
Lonnie Love.
I do like to eat, y'all. I love the buffet. God bless the man that made the buffet. Yes!
Yeah!
grand sensation.
What's Jazzy?
A.K.A. Toya Turner.
Billy Zone.
Skeet Carter.
And hosted by the outrageous Red Grant.
Get your tickets at the Leacore Center box office.
OP Productions in Delaware.
Or online at leacorecenter.com.
So damn funny!
Comedy Festival!
With Michael Blackson, Earthquake, Lonnie Love, Donnell Rollins, Watch Jesse, Rick Grant, and more!
April 27th at the Lea Chorus Center.
Be there!
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD at 96.1 FM.
Says you've been working for me in order to give my children a brighter future, so maybe I should say thank you. My son went to war in the name of peace. I heard you saying he's a hero because he gave his life for our freedom, so I suppose I should say thank you. Yeah, we all gotta make some sacrifice, and you made the biggest one by giving your soul away. Someone has to carry the burden. So once again, I believe I should say thank you.
You don't know how many tears I must drop to put out a heart on fire.
years of fear life are already three parts dead.
Okay, let's go. Okay. So we still in here partying. Let me stop. So we're back here at 900 AM WRD. I'm sitting here with John White, who is the founder and executive director.
No, not the founder.
well, you know, we're going to scratch that one.
Okay.
So that was Roy Ayers. That's a classic. So we got a lot going on over here. I'm sitting here with John. So we're back. Before we go any further, we got a caller on line one. We got Ron on line one.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, great is our faithfulness. That's your name, good brother.
Thank you.
You said what you said down there today. It's very, very, not only for what you were there for, but this to be very inspirational that in all things in life,
yeah,
what you give is the hope for tomorrow. So I'm glad that they had you come up and to make your remarks, and WID is blessed because of you, and the city of Philadelphia is blessed because of you. Mm-hmm. Anytime you go out with the least of these,
yeah,
who's any better than the expert like you in that field for your prodigal son that you went through?
Yes.
And now you're trying to bring light to other people, the work you do. But Rick, I just wanted to say to 332, I want to thank them for the privilege of allowing me to encourage participation in their events they have. And we're going to be going around the city, and the each person that have made the announcement or whatever, we will not tell them who to vote for, but we will encourage participation. And we have been doing that for quite some time at 332 and other people. And because I believe, and I'm quite sure others, that everybody benefits by that when they participate. So it's very important that they know who their candidate is and what's going to do. But it's very important that we can get our seniors. And I was speaking at a senior place the other day, and I'm asking seniors to make phone calls and just to encourage people to partake. So it's good to see you got a lot of work to do. My cup running over. And you know, Rick, the other about 4 weeks, I spoke at Temple University to a diverse group of people over there at Temple. And there's so much work to be done. And I say this, Rick, and I'm not saying it in the negative. We got some envious people in this world, my friend.
Yeah.
Some envious people in this world, my friend.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about any particular.
But when
you do good, Rick, don't you feel good when your people welcome you? Not that you need that, Rick, but it has to be inspiring and great uplifting to you as the individual when you do that. And it's enough work in this city for everybody to do something to make a difference in life. And our people, I think we need to be, and I say this respectfully, not against anybody, we need to stop being so envious. We happen to be a lot of our people, older people, too, are very envious of one another. So it was good to see you, Rick, and I hope to see you around, because it's going to be some things where you will be seeing us out there encouraging people to partake.
Thanks again, Ryan.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks again.
You know, I'm glad that he mentioned the whole part about voter participation.
Yeah.
Because there's a direct tie between our politics and what's taking place today in the recovery community.
Yeah.
The whole notion of the opioid epidemic, they call it, is really a misnomer. We've been in a crisis, an epidemic with opioids for God knows how long. Heroin has been here, it seemed like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a crisis. That's still a crisis.
Yeah.
They changed the name to opioids.
Yes. Okay? Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is this has been eating at our community for decades.
Yeah.
And elected officials and appointed officials, people who have not just the responsibility, but the authority to act, the authority to make a difference, the authority to do something of benefit to communities is there. And that's what I hope that we demand, you know, through our politics and through our voting efforts. Voter participation in Philadelphia has really fallen off since, I guess, the old days, somebody would say. We're not participating at the levels where we're making a meaningful difference in election outcomes. But this election, this primary in the spring, the November election, it gives us an opportunity to ask our elected officials and those who seek our trust in asking for our votes to respond to this issue. Let's respond to this issue. The emphasis is on reducing the number of overdosed deaths. How about the objective being getting more people into treatment?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad to see that. In?
We don't do that.
Yeah. I often I'm often asked this question about safe injection sites and all that. And John, this is my commentary, not from a department standpoint. Right. This is Rick Ford talking from Rick Ford. I said that is it legal to use drugs and is it legal to sell drugs? Mm-hmm. Now, I want to be clear about this. Folks need to know, and I said this to Police Commissioner Ross, when I was assigned to Operation Sunrise 15 years ago in the Belly of the Beast, where we are now, 24th and 25th District, back then, Strike Force, DAA, HIDA, Narcotics, all these officials and folks were cleaning up that community back then when heroin was back then 94% pure then. Here we are now and 19, it's only different because the faces have changed.
That's exactly right.
Right? So I want to be clear with people now. You know, you when I ride through there, because that's I'm in the midst of that stuff on a daily basis. One of the things that I see it to people, we need to spend more money on prevention and intervention. These kids see it every day. They're stepping over homeless people.
You can't get off the L.
You can't get off the L. You just was talking about
that's
that.
Right.
You didn't drive down it. You took a ride on the L.
Public transportation.
And caught hell under the L.
That's right. That's right. We laugh, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, you're stepping over needles and vials. The worst is you're stepping over people.
Yeah.
This wasn't just needles and vials on the ground. These were people stretched out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
On the curb.
Yeah. So we got a lot of work to do there,
man.
And you're right. And we go back to elected officials and people who have the authority to make some creation.
Authority is the important word.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've served as an elected official. I've served as a cabinet official. When you have authority to do something, you have an obligation to your community to do it.
Yeah.
And I find that so often so often we're afraid to take that
as an elected someone in authoritative position.
Right. Is afraid to act, and so get over your fear and understand your purpose.
Yeah,
you're here for a reason. You were assigned this position. You were given this responsibility. You assumed this authority for a reason. And it wasn't for you. It was for you to serve.
Yeah.
It was for you to use whatever talent, whatever resources you can make available to help improve the life and the life status of somebody else. So years ago, when I became Secretary of Welfare, you didn't have any community treatment.
No.
We were locking kids up with adults in jails.
Yeah.
Right? I had the authority to act. We acted. Okay, Dave Richardson, Lou Blackwell, you know, we acted. Hardy Williams, there were opportunities there for us to improve the quality of life in situations as well as individuals, and we acted. And that's my plea. We've got folks in very, very powerful positions in this government who come from the community, who are of the community. You have authority.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to act. That's all I'm saying. Exercise the authority that you have. I'm proud of Darrell Clark.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's what he does.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
what he does.
That's what he does.
He has the authority to act. He acts. He's got his coalition and council.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're all in lockstep with that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's good to see. But these are extremely difficult times. And the same old way of doing business, I don't think that's working.
Yeah. So we got to change the dynamics of where things are happening here. And I think
voting can help do that.
Voting folks, and not only do they have to vote, but the folks that you're voting for has to be able to utilize their strengths from an authoritative position to make changes.
And take advantage of the wisdom of others who have been there.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing new under this.
Yeah.
You've been here. Crack.
Oh, boy.
Okay, come on now. The same language, same narrative.
Mm-hmm.
With the crack epidemic.
Yeah.
We never did fix that one.
No.
There's still no treatment modality for crack.
There is never no treatment because their solution was lock them up.
Jails.
But they're not locking these people up. Let's be clear about this. But instead, we want to go down there and take them some food down there and give them some clothes down there and some water.
I want to offer them treatment.
Huh?
I want to offer treatment.
Well, you know, there's a host of folks, John, I know that are my wife works for Northeast Treatment.
They do a great job.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
They ain't boots on the ground. They're out there trying to, and she's real adamant about really Hey, we have the discussion all the time in terms of understanding the culture of systems. Mainly when you work for an organization. And, you know, some people just show up to get a paycheck.
Right.
But my motto has always been most people chase a paycheck, but if you chase your passion, a paycheck will chase you. So my wife is working feverishly. If we had more Sheila Fords out there doing the work she does, like, and you're the same way, John. It's about... That's help people.
That's what it's about.
That's not hinder people. That's not like, you know, enable people. Either we're going to provide people with treatment, intervention, and prevention and give people some help.
Or you're going to continue to focus on overdose deaths.
Yep.
You know, we're in Camden. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Camden, New Jersey?
Right. We're working with the Camden County Corrections
Facility
there. And we provide training and education for those individuals about to be discharged who have an addiction on the use of Vivitrol and other treatment alternatives. So, you know, we're doing everything within our realm that we can to help out with this.
So look, we're gonna take our final break. We're gonna come back and again, the consortium will be here every third Saturday.
Every third Saturday and
every
on call.
Third Saturday.
And on call.
On right. call, 24 hours a day.
And you use that 24 hours a day.
Please use that. yes. Free. I use the word free here quite often because it's not only treatment free, but the willingness to want to get some help.
Exactly.
So we're going to take a break. And listen, phone lines are open, 215-634-8065. I am so glad to see you, John.
I'm glad to be
and,
here.
And I'm glad that you guys are on board with us here at 900 AM WRD. It's the only show.
Well, look, I have pleasure.
Yeah.
And because I have pleasure, I feel really good.
Yeah. So we'll be right back.
So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch, and just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The consortium. 267-233-5163.
Every Mother's Day, you can count on the hottest concerts at the Mother's Day Music Festival.
It's back this year with Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly.
Also featuring the unforgettable sound of Kim.
Saturday, May 11th at the Jim Whelan Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City.
Calls your name.
The Mother's Day Music Festival with Al B. Sure. Also featuring the smooth voice of Christopher Williams.
Get tickets at the Boardwalk Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com.
For discounted hotel rooms, log on to ppshows.com.
Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, Kim, with special guests Al B. Sure and Christopher Williams.
Saturday, May 11th at the Jim Whelan Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City. Sponsored by Always Best Care, Walmart, and Kelsey Restaurant. This Mother's Day, be there as we spread some happy feelings.
It's not just funny, it's the So Damn Funny Comedy Festival!
Saturday, April 27th, 8 p.m. at the Lear Chorus Center.
Featuring comedian Michael Blackson.
Bling, bling, but I'm so fine.
Also live, Earthquake.
Baby, make a love to me like a heavyweight championship fight. Oh, it's scheduled for 12 rounds, but it's going to end early.
Mark Curry.
From Fox TV's The Real.
Lonnie Love.
I do like to eat, y'all. I love the buffet. God bless the man that made the buffet. Yeah!
Instagram sensation,
What's Jazzy,
a.k.a. Toya Turner,
Billy Zone,
Skeet Carter, and hosted by the outrageous Red Grant.
Get your tickets at the Leocor Center box office.
OP Productions in Delaware.
Or online at leocorcenter.com.
The So Damn Funny
Comedy Festival
with Michael Black.
Jackson, Earthquake, Lonnie Love, Donnell Rollins, Watch Jesse,
Rick Grant, and more.
April 27th at the Lee Chorus Center.
Be there!
After 7 and Drew Hill live.
Up close and personal concert, Mother's Day weekend at the Tropicana Showroom in Atlantic City. Sunday, May 12th at 6 p.m. After 7. Doing all of their hits. Performing their hits. Tickets available at the IMAX Theater inside of the Tropicana, Ticketmaster.com, Philadelphia Hair Company, and OP Productions in Delaware. For more information about discounted hotel rooms and all other Mother's Day weekend events, log on to ppshows.com.
Drew Hill. And After 7.
Sponsored by Always Best Care of Philadelphia, Walmart, and Kelsey's Restaurant.
They're back to rock it Mother's Day weekend. Friday, May 10th, in Caesar's Circus Maximus Theater, it's the Whispers. It's the Say Yes Tour, featuring the Whispers. The Whispers, with special guests, the Force MDs. The Whispers and the Force MDs live in concert. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the Philadelphia Hair Company, and OP Productions in Delaware. The stage is set for 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th at Caesar's Circus Maximus Theater. It's the Say Yes Tour, featuring the Whispers, with special guests, the Force MDs, sponsored by Always Best Care of Philadelphia, Walmart, and Kelsey Restaurant.
Hi, this is Council President Darrell Clark, and I listen to my main man, Rick Ford, heard here on 900 AM WURD.
La, la, la.
I'm here with John White, and we just grooving with some of the music, man. That's that stuff that back in the days.
Yeah.
So it's been a great show.
The original funk.
And, you know, music has always been the essence of what kept us vibrant. And some of the stuff that you hear today from me, I'm saying, what are they doing? What are they doing?
You know, Vic, before we get off, I want to thank you on behalf of not just those in the recovery community, but the entire city of Philadelphia for your efforts, your ongoing efforts to just try to enlighten people through what's going on out here and help them find ways to get help that they need. But also to find ways in which you can help yourself, and where you can become attached to organizations that are really about that.
Yeah.
Who are about trying to make a difference in people's lives. The caller earlier, Ron, was saying, in giving his accolades, he said that you don't need it. Well, I want to correct him, you do need it. We all need a word of encouragement sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't care how committed, I don't care how dedicated you are. All of us reach a point, where you want or you need to know that what you're trying to do, if not what you're doing, is appreciated. And I didn't want this day to go by and me being with you participate in this venue without letting you know, for me and on behalf of thousands and thousands of others who I'm sure just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate all of your work and what you're doing.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
You
and I appreciate
it,
you and your commitment and your leadership. You know, sometimes, I get a little choked up sometimes when, like today, for instance, I went there and I wasn't on the menu or the agenda. But State Rep Donna Bullock and some other political leaders, they said, Rick, we want Rick Ford to come up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to do my job, man.
Hey,
I'm just trying to do what people, you know, help people.
When you embrace your purpose and you set about to fulfill that purpose, it makes a difference in you as well.
Yeah. Anybody you want to thank besides me?
Man, listen, I started earlier, the consortium family. I am deeply appreciative to all that they do 7 days a week. In fact, we're honoring our clinicians next week. I'm having a little reception for all the therapists, recognizing, you know, the work that they're doing.
Great.
They're the ones on the ground who,
boots on the ground,
who are making it happen. My board chairman, John Young, my senior staff, Trish Brooker, her husband David Brooker, I was telling you earlier about Greenhouse.
Yeah.
He runs the Greenhouse program, the employment program. But it wouldn't, and I'm going to call his name, and you'll know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Angela Reed.
Right.
Angie,
yes.
If you're listening, Angie, thank you so much.
She is, and I'll say this, she is a... You talking about a high level of professionalism.
Yeah, man.
When I call over there, her voice is so... Yeah, Angela, God bless you. We're going to give her a hand. Yeah, you're right, John.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Angie.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
So, again, for those that are viewing and listening, man, the consortium will be here every third Saturday of the month. Tune in between the hours of 6 and 7 and listen to the clinicians, counselors, therapists, folks that are receiving services over there. This is what we do here at 900 AM WRD. My final words have always been, love someone because someone needs to love you back. To my wonderful wife, Sheila Ford, the first lady who was a graduate student, who has been working feverishly to deal with me.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah, to deal with me.
So you have a pleasure too.
Yes. Yes. And to my two daughters, Sierra and Quadia, and Sierra, and to my favorite grandson, Sayer, Papa. I took Sayer to the 76ers game, and he became a celebrity there.
Uh-huh.
He sat with some of the best. And to my new addition, Samir. She's new on the list for the family. To our producer, Dave, for holding things down. This is what we're doing. Is Lloyd in tonight?
No.
Lloyd, if you're listening, Lloyd, out there, Jamaica, Barbados, Cancun, all the places that Lloyd likes to travel, Trinidad. You guys, don't change that dial. Keep listening to Lloyd Cummings right here at 900 AM. Until next week, peace, and we out of here.
This winter, keep the cold air outside and the warm air in with a PECO Energy Assessment. For just $25, a PECO Energy Advisor will come to your home and recommend ways to save energy and money. Here's what one of your neighbors said about her assessment.
I simply can't say enough about how great the Energy Advisor was and wanted to make sure you knew what an extraordinary job she did.
Schedule your assessment today at PECO.com.